Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Talk, but
Norse Trope.
605 out there on the West Coast, 905 New York City. Hey, we back up in here. It's the Social Lab, TM Hop Radio. I'm a hip-hop informer coming to you live out of the A. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, that was Nipsey Hussle, Ocean Views. That joint is dope right there. Hey, they sleep on Nipsey, and I'm not quite sure why. He's, one of the dopest. He doesn't get a lot of, like, commercial airtime, but we shall continue to promote dope artists up in here all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She's been gone for a while. We've been gone for a while. Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show. What up, Ma?
Revise my location.
That's a routine for me.
Oh, my God.
Since the time we've been off, she has relocated, and she's now here in the A.
That's right.
We got to switch that up. Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you very much. So I can officially say I'll be on that all night, all day, straight up.
If you're looking for me, you can find me
in the A. What's good, everybody? Missed y'all.
You spoke into existence.
I did.
You talked about it back in the spring, that by September you would be in Atlanta. And actually, you talked about this last year before I even thought about even coming to Atlanta. Here we go.
By the grace of God.
Charlotte North Kakalaki brings us Madam CeeLo Boston. Very alert back. You know, it's like she's alert this season.
Yeah, she's on it.
Alert. She's alert.
I took my meds early. That's what that is. Good afternoon.
And had you some rest. Good girl.
Okay.
No.
I had to take 3 days off. Sleep.
Just to prepare. We like it.
Thank you.
All the way live from the DMV by way of Mount Vernon, money earning. Same James. What up, brother?
Yo, what's good, man? We back, bitches. That's how we get in.
Okay.
Back. That's right.
Yeah, we definitely
back
up in here.
It's been a long time.
And we're going to keep it very, very lively for you all up in here. Again, let's jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 to get involved with the call-in. Hey, U.S. body cameras, how you feel about it? Does the body cams give you any more sense of peace that it's going to curb any kind of brutality in your neighborhood? A lot of talk over the investment that it takes for body cams in our community with the police department. Atlanta just made a huge investment. City council just passed body cams. Want to know how you feel about it tonight. U.S. body cams, yes or no? Helpful or not? In favor or not? That and more. Hey, Cobb Energy Center, this Saturday night, it's going down, the 2016 BET Hip Hop Awards. I'll be up in there.
Well, where I am,
I'll be up in there. Hey, big up to DJ Cali.
Yes.
We'll be back.
And hosting.
Welcome to the world famous
March Night.
My name is Green Brown. Now on this motherfucker. We got something special for y'all this evening. We got Biggie.
I know we don't treat you like I treat you. Time to explain your game to see through. Sex is lethal. I ain't gonna lie. Means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl sucked another, y'all. Light skin with the chrome down six, y'all. Thought they was creeping. So trips to VA every third weekend. While you were sleeping, he hit you on the box. 69 cold nonstop. Should've left you then, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the found means to be trialed. Way I hid go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you would do the right thing. Then things got frightening. Peeked the scene, sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you to be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend with the next nigga. Ask my man Jigger. My ace boom coon told me cut the bitch off for this balloon. Now I'm like Brandy sitting in my room, pissy drunk, listening to stylistic tunes. Or the OJs, thinking about the old days. My like them. Go play, baller. If she beat you, don't call her. Guess who I seen that freak caller? She was asking about your whereabouts. Is the digits? No, you can wear that out. Tear that out the frame. The game's so tight, you be off in the night. Feel me?
But I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're dreaming. Maybe I'm dreaming.
Alright. They say liquid means fall. Gunshot means rewind. Select to reload your carbine.
I know we don't treat you like I treat you. Time to explain your game is see-through. Death is lethal. I ain't gonna lie. Means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl sucked another y'all. Light skin with the chromed out six, y'all. Thought they was creeping to Crystal VA every third weekend. While you was sleeping, he hit you on the box. 69 cold non-stop. Should've left it in, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the trial, means to be trial. Way I hid go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you would do the right thing. Then things got frightening. Peep the scene, sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you to be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend with the next nigga. Ask my man Jigger. My eight boom coon told me cut the bitch off for this balloon. Now I'm like Brandy sitting in my room, pissy drunk, listening to stylistic tunes. For the OJs, thinking about the old days. My like that, go play, baller. If she beat you, don't call her. Guess who I seen that freak caller? She was asking about your whereabouts. It's digits. No, you can wear that out, tear that out the frame. The game's so tight, you be off in the night. You feel me?
Yes, March 9th from the Notorious One, B.I.G., 9:12 p.m. here in the Social Lab, P.M. Hyman Radio. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Say James, Madam Boston, and the General. My first time broadcasting from the A, and I love being home. Yeah, and in the A, there is quite a lot going on. Like this weekend, we had the Dungeon family reunion, which I missed, and I'm so heated. Oh my gosh, the whole Dungeon family on the stage at one time.
Yeah.
Andre,
yeah.
Big Boy, Tip, Gip, Seaglo.
Yeah.
Timo.
Van.
Cujo.
Oh, man. Just wow.
Right.
Missed
right.
Everybody.
And the whole crew.
I won't miss the next one, though.
Hey, and the one thing about Atlanta is, you know, there's so many concerts here. It's stupid because, you know, one concert can be going on the north side and another one's going
yep.
on the south side while another one's going on out there in the east and another
yep.
one's going on way out there on the other side, like, and they're all packed. They're
yep.
all
Kanye
semi,
tonight.
If not sold out here in the A. So
yep.
we're moving right along for making everybody want to move to Atlanta.
That's right.
Not
when
really.
I get my money, I might move. I don't know. I want to be near the water. I need to be
ain't
near
no
the water.
Water in Georgia, except at Lake Lanier, right?
Ain't no
in
water
Savannah.
In the mountains.
Savannah has water.
Stone Mountain.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's like a few hours away from
somebody
where
come
we
get
are. But a very nice. Place,
somebody come
Savannah,
get me then.
Savannah, Georgia. somebody go get her. Somebody.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight we're talking about U.S. police body cams, whether they're helpful or not. That's the topic. Mixed opinions off the air in reference to body cams. We want to hear from you tonight as well. 917-889-3926. We are happy to be back. What up, Coupon Lady? We missed you out
hey.
We want you to come through. come through and help us to understand how we can go through and get some Tide and some Häagen-Dazs all for $2.
Some sweet ones. I'm trying to get it to come on.
That's right.
Tin foil.
We want it for $2.
Full set.
So we're going to set that up. We're going to set that up real soon. Hey, here in Atlanta, there was a huge debate over body cams way before they actually got the approval to make the investment. And, you know, when I say investment, it's huge. There were 600 body cams purchased for every outfit in the DeKalb County Police Department, which costed them nearly $738,000, $1 million, for the body cams. And so it's not a small feat to get these things, you know, plugged in the community, which ultimately taxpayers are paying for. The question is, are they helpful? How do you feel about body cams? Are they helping to curb police brutality in your hood? I have mixed emotions. Again, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. You're inside the social lab. It's a 916. Hot chocolate. You feeling good about it? I can't say that I am. Body cams.
Not really. Just in lieu of any video, not necessarily body cams per se, but just any video that's been involved in any of the police brutality cases here of late, I don't see this made a difference. So I can't really say why it being a police body camera, why that would make it that much more beneficial.
Yeah, I think there are certain laws still, you know, local, state, it varies from place to place, that still, you know, makes it kind of tricky. Just because the policeman has a camera on him, I think if a real investigation comes into play, there's rules and stipulations surrounding the video, what you can do, what you can't do, if the public can see, if the public can't see. It is just integrity, right? When I turn the camera on, when I turn it off.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it represents accountability. And like I said to you guys earlier, if the body cameras are used properly, if they're used in every stop, you know, fine. The ones that are not, I mean, I don't know whose discretion it would be up to delete, you know, maybe non-incidental, you know, stops, delete those and only keep the ones where, you know, where stuff like Sandra Bland. I mean, they had cameras inside the car, inside the police car, but you couldn't hear anything. If he would have had on a body camera, you know what I mean? Something that would have automatically turned on when you're making a police stop. You know, you're making a law stop, a lawful stop. So I think it's just accountability for both sides. You know what I mean? So in case a officer is attacked, it shows it on the body camera. I mean, there are only a couple of states that have actually passed legislation on, you know, the body camera use. And I think a lot of other states are just trying to see if, like you were saying, T, of, you know, if it's worth the cost. You know, are there enough incidents where, yeah, this would be beneficial and would save, you know, money in the long run?
Yeah, well, interesting situation, in my opinion. And we all should be paying attention. Go ahead, Sage.
No, I wasn't going to say much. I wasn't going to add much to it. At the end of the day, all this video can be manipulated anyway.
Right.
You know, in the hands of those that are taping. Does it enhance or does it add to, like CeeLo was saying, the accountability? Of course it does, but when only under the circumstances of it being operated functionally and efficiently in its full capacity. You know what
right.
I mean? Because at the end of the day, there are some states that do have body cams, and they say that they get a chance to turn it off when X, Y, and Z is happening. And that's probably somebody getting their ass beat. You know what I mean? So, and they'll have the proper context to use, the proper language to use, to validate their stance on why they turn it off, and then as soon as they turn it back on, homeboy eye is on the floor. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, he jumped into my car. He jumped into the car and did that. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
like,
true.
All these things can be manipulated at some point or another. So is it helpful in the long run? It's in a perfect world, yes. In a utopian society, yes, and it will be very applicable. But
right.
We know that's not the case nowadays.
Now there
hey,
is I just wanted to say Oklahoma, right? They have the body camera usage, but in certain situations, like we were saying, they can redact, you know, parts of it before it's actually released to the public. So, you know what I mean? That goes, yeah, that kind of goes along with what you were just saying.
Nice.
And that was all. That was it.
Yeah. No doubt. We're talking about the U.S. Police body cams. Are they helpful or not? With the huge investment of taxpayers' dollars that's required. Hey, it's 9:21. We'll be right back. Coming up, we got sports from the DMV, St. James. And here's Omar.
Maria, breathe in. Yo, chick.
What's that on that beat?
Yo. If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my clothes to me. And all the mother knew where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Have your chicks in the pit like post for me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like I'm supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. Not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold, turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home when she supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my clothes to me. And all the mother knew where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be. Got your girl in my section finna go up. Smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up. Better believe she gon' leave with a real. I dick her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
Murder, she wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
murder, she wrote. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these to me. I might have a selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. If he wants me to expose the freak. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Y'all chick come close to me.
Yeah, she
ain't going home when she's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
Getting money like I'm supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Getting money like I'm supposed to be.
Getting money.
All my clothes to me. And all the mother knew where they supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
She's about to ride. Are you mad or not?
Gina, I need some music. I'm about to load some music on, but I need some music right now. Hey, you know what's the dope part about it?
You know what's the dope part about that theme music?
I found some actual music that's kind of similar to that to that sound. So
Just wait for it, though.
All right, anyway, it was week one of the NFL freaking season, y'all. Thank God and baby Jesus for NFL football on Sundays. We had a busy week in sports this week. We're going to talk about strictly football, though. To first start off, the ESPN Fantasy Football app decided it wanted to crash on only the biggest day of the NFL season, which is week one. Yo, it was so crazy. Everybody's texting me because I'm commissioner of two leagues. Everybody's texting me like, yo, son, what's up with this app? I can't check my scores. I'm like, I can't check mine either. The joint crack, it was down for at least a good 3 hours, yo. But it finally came back up, but it's still having some bugs needs to work out. So ESPN Fantasy app, you guys only have one job. One job. All right, let's get it together. Anyway, starting off last Thursday.
It was one job.
Let's see our scores. We had a rematch of the Super Bowl. It was the Broncos, the Panthers facing the Broncos, and the Broncos won on a last second missed field goal by Graham Gano, who I have on both my damn fantasy teams.
No angst
from me though. The Jaguars lost to the Packers at home 27-23. The Bills lost to the Ravens on the road 13-7 Ravens. Watkins, think he re-injured his foot and went in for X-rays. He had the same kind of hairline fracture in his foot as Dez Bryant had all last year, which kept him sidelined. So let's pay attention to that if you guys are Bills fans. The Bears lost to the Texans 23-14. The Browns lost to the Eagles 29-10. Carson Wentz is their starting quarterback. He is a fresh-faced rookie from North Dakota State. His debut was pretty solid. RG3 hurt his shoulder during a scramble running out of bounds where this fool needs to learn how to slide. The Bucks beat the Falcons in the shootout in Atlanta 31-24. Jameis Winston in his second year out, he out-dueled Matty Ice in a divisional game, which is putting them on top of the divisionals 1 week out, but still, that boy Jameis Winston looks like he's a real deal. Pay attention to Tampa Bay in the future. The Vikings beat the Titans based off of two. Famous Jameis. Get it right. It's famous Jameis. Vikings beat the Titans 25-16 off of two defensive touchdowns scored by the Vikings defense. They are playing how Mike Zimmer wants them to play. The Bengals beat the Jets 23-22. The Jets lost to a last-second field goal while Revis got his ass handed to him by A.J. Green for 180 yards and a touchdown. I think Revis Island is no longer uninhabitable. You guys can hold court on Revis Island the way it's looking like. The Raiders beat the Saints 35-34. Last-second two-point conversion to Crabtree from Derek Reeves was over 400-plus yards again. The Chiefs beat the Chargers 33-27 in overtime. Kansas City erased a 21-point deficit to beat the Chargers in OT. The Dolphins lost to the Seahawks 12-10. That was a snoozer. Doug Baldwin scores a TD in the final minute to kind of solidify the deal. The Lions beat the Colts 39-34. The Giants, Big Blue. What was that score, Gina? Help me out.
It was 21-20. Okay.
No, it wasn't. No, it was 2019.
No, it was 21. We lost by 1 point.
It was 2019. That's 1 point, though.
No.
Let me check your math. Let me check your math. 20 minus 19 is 1. Okay.
It was 21-20.
I'm looking at the
still
app
one.
Right
it doesn't
now.
Matter. Yes, that yes, your app is wrong. and
well, you're
and
wrong.
Bingo.
Hey, you're loud and wrong. Anyway, Dak Prescott looks good in his debut. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm a football fan, so I appreciate good football. Well, Dak Prescott. He's the Cowboys' future. I need to get in trade Romo and draft pick to build around him because Romo's fragile and it's over for him.
I smack my lips upon your comments.
I'll give you some smack your lips on. Cruz looked good in his return. So Eli got some weapons now. So the NFCs need to be leery of Giants creeping on the come up. The defense was pretty stout also, holding Ezekiel Elliott only like 3 yards per carry. Let's not sneeze at that. And in the late-night game, the Patriots beat the Cardinals 23-21. Garoppolo looked pretty solid in Brady's place, and they won off of a missed field goal at the last second. Tonight, we have the Redskins losing to the Steelers 24-16 right now. Just started the fourth, 13 is left in the fourth. We got the Rams facing the 49ers later on at 10 o'clock. Talking about the 49ers, this whole Colin Kaepernick thing has gotten a little screwy right now. But with all the conversations being drummed up over Colin Kaepernick's silent protests, we are seeing some solidarity among our African-American athletes in the NFL. Several teams, including the Dolphins, Chiefs, Seahawks, Patriots, and Broncos, either took a knee or raised a black power fist during the national anthem.
Yeah, much respect.
Yesterday marked the 15th anniversary of 9/11, where thousands of lives were lost in the senseless act of terrorism, which inspires the hashtag Never Forget. The hypocrisy in this, though, lies where the President of the United States gets booed during his address to the stadiums that were playing in recognition of 9/11, which is clearly showing the racial divide, but they still excoriate the players for bringing attention to the injustices and the inequalities blatant to the melanin-laden citizens of America. Hashtag Never Forget has merit and validity in American history. But if we remember 9/11, 2001, let's not forget the 400-plus years of illegal enterprise of a slave trade. Let's not forget the broken families, the mothers crying, the women's rape, the lynchings, the trading blocks, the Native American genocide, the Middle Passage, the names changed, the religions that was forced upon us, the fields tilled, and the country we built. Hashtag let's not forget that. Hashtag run, tell that, look.
Okay. Tell them why you're mad, son. Tell them why
you're mad. It's 9:32 in the p.m. CM Hyman Radio's The Social Lab.
You almost made me feel bad.
Drop the mic.
When we come back, don't report, bro. When we come back, we'll keep our conversation going about U.S. Body cams here. And if you was wondering what that chirping was the entire time of the sports report, Regina moved. She decided to move to Atlanta to start raising crickets. She's raising crickets in Atlanta. We'll be right back.
Leave my chirpies alone.
Work, 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 work. You see me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And some of that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. If I go like me, you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in a righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work. I would never know. Tell me about that wah, 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 wah. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done. At work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's let me up in work, 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 work. It's see me doing my da, 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 da. Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my ta, 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 ta.
Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was Rihanna.
That's right.
I love that song. Yo, you are inside the Social Lab. It's 9:36 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:36 p.m. on the West Coast, and like 2 a.m. in Paris, and good morning in the afternoon. Thank you.
I'm
but
going
listen.
Back.
Yeah.
I'm going back real soon.
So take me with you.
I'm going back.
If you want to take part in the conversation, just give us a call, 917-889-3926. I digress.
No, absolutely. What I was about to say was Dope Rub Sports Report, right? But, you know, Sabe brought up a great point reflecting back on yesterday's games and how Kaepernick has really impacted not just players on his team, but if you look in America, he's impacting athletes across the board, right? I mean, even those that don't quite look like him, all now kneeling in solidarity for the cause. And so we're talking about
right.
body cams and the whole purpose is to really, you know, protect the community, make us safer. You know, is it beneficial or not? I think there's somewhat of a correlation between, you know, what Kaepernick and athletes are standing for and this discussion tonight, right? Because it's all about the right safeguards. It's about calling out those things that need to be safeguarded. And when it's not done right, guess what? Somebody got to stand up for it. And so, you know, as taxpayers, you know, we got to become more vocal in how our dollars are spent. And if we want to see things done, we got to go out and say, make it happen. And if we don't want to see things done, we have to say, listen, I don't like it. And you got to stand up for it. And so, you know, big up to Kaepernick and folks
Word.
Who don't mind getting penalized, who don't mind getting shamed. I saw one player who stood in solidarity over the weekend, lost an endorsement. And,
yeah,
and he
Brandon
was a young
Marshall.
Black player, Brandon
Marshall.
I mean, he lost an endorsement, you know, over the whole situation. And so, you know, listen, if you don't stand for something –
You'll fall for anything, America.
And, you know,
what's dope about this is Colin Kaepernick's jersey went from the number 20 sold to the number 1 sold jersey in the NFL, and he's donating his proceeds to research or the battle.
Just to the cause,
to
you know what I mean? To the cause.
Yeah, the cause of
yeah.
stopping, you know, violence
right.
in the African-American community. So
but that's how you supposed to do it. Put your money
right.
where your mouth
hats
is, man.
Hats off to you, Colin.
Put your money where
your
mouth is.
Where your mouth
your
is.
Mouth.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about the whole body cam thing. This is in my only issue with body cams, yes, anything that's going to help to reduce frustration, I'm all for. And I think the idea of body cams are legitimate. What's not legitimate is the fact that they're still manually
controlled and operated by the person who could or could not be the problem. And that's the issue. You know, we have dash cams right now in most police cars. The issue is not all policemen use the dash cams. Why is that?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But whatever the answer is, I think it's the same answer to why the same police officer who wouldn't use the dash cam would have some kind of technical difficulty with the body cam. I'm thinking it's the
right.
same person.
Right.
Agreed.
And so that's the only issue that I have with the body cam, not to mention you're having to use my tax dollars, you know, to help to fund the idea. I think
right.
we should put more training into culture awareness. I think officers are not trained properly enough. You know, I don't think sensitivity training is a focus like it should be, specifically as it relates to cultures. I think, you know, culturally, there's just some things that are different. And people like law enforcement and others who are supposedly out there protecting citizens should know a little bit about them. And, you know, just because you're not Caucasian doesn't mean, listen, that, you know, you're not sane or you're not intelligent.
Right.
I don't know. I think this is a serious topic that we as taxpayers and citizens have got to discuss more. We got to be accountable, and we have to hold others accountable. Coming up later in the show, hey, your money matters. We're talking about the benefits of life insurance. The benefits of life insurance. This is Money Monday, and your money matters. Specifically, listen, lean in, listen, just in case nobody told you, black money matters even more.
Sure does.
That's all.
Damn near the most.
For sure.
We'll get into that more before we up out of here. 9:42. Hey, what y'all been doing since we've been gone? Man, a lot is going on. Hillary Clinton almost fell the hell out. Are you okay, Hillary?
Okay.
I'm
real
impressed. Donald Trump didn't pounce her over that one, so he's trying to be presidential.
Well, he gave his, you know, I hope, you know, you feel better thing. But then following that, he said that he was going to release his medical records on Dr. Oz. Now, the thing that I found interesting about
taxes,
that
dude.
Was
taxes.
You want – exactly. You won't show your tax returns, but you'll show your medical records.
Taxes.
Really?
It's all litigation.
Did y'all know he was 70 years old?
Yes.
I mean, he looked every day of it, but I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, well,
that's why
69.
He had that toupee for so long, or that comb over, whatever the hell that is. The little rug on his head.
That like one of those cinnamon brooms that they put out there in the fall time in front of the Super Bowl.
That was a cinnamon broom.
You know what I'm talking about?
Cinnamon
you
broom.
Put right at the doorway to make your whole house smell like cinnamon.
Hey, is that the joint that you look like you can jump over? For the wedding?
Yeah, that they bring to the wedding. The little joint.
Yes.
You know, have him lay down.
He got a wicker. He got a wicker toupee.
I'm weak. Done.
Oh, we'll get that braided, Donald. Somebody might sit on your head something by accident, big.
You okay? A bird or anything
could
land in that head.
Go get it.
That's on him be outside
go
much.
Get
it bird.
Jesus, be some weave glue.
Or something, okay?
Jesus, be a cornrow.
Wait a minute. Now, what I'm going to be real mad if we got to look at this damn hair for 4 years.
For
I'm
4 years.
I'm real
know.
Mad.
No. Oh.
Y'all can look at it. I'm running to Canada or something. I'm sorry. I'm hiding. Something.
I refuse to call him Mr. President. I'm calling
but
him Mr. Comeover.
No, please. He's Donald Trump, son. If they don't call President Obama, they keep calling Barack. That dude
right,
is Donald.
Right, they've been
to me,
so
son.
Disrespectful.
Straight up. He's Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
He's Donnie. straight up. That's Donnie right there.
Okay.
He came easy, Donnie.
Hey. Word is bond.
And yo, and then he looks you straight in the face like what?
And say,
like,
believe
what
me.
I say?
Word.
You know,
right. You know what I'm talking
what
about?
I say?
The man with the bad spray tan.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey.
Donnie, homie from New York. Donnie.
You know what?
Social lab. Social
word.
Lab, Tia Muhammad Radio. 9:45. Your money, man.
Cool and Dre. This is the remix for the city. Let's just start snapping. Crack hit bleak on the jack like, let's make it happen.
Oh, it's
nothing
me.
Can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Me.
Uh-huh. All the way up.
Me.
Uh-huh. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way
shorty,
up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
Run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V. Got bottles. Got them.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Huh?
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Huh?
Made it is worth millions. Lemonade is the popular drink and it still is. Woo. Survival of the littest. To really up verse, up in your business. I'm in the room with real, not allowed. Woo. Woo. I'm the only one in the room that they fear right now. Woo. I think they clear right now. Let's celebrate, no red champagne. We don't play that. All we see is gold bottles and paper plane hats. 21 Grammys that I use for Duce cups. I'm on the penthouse floor, call your way up. The OG said, ho, how high is high enough? I said, till we eye and eye with the higher ups. Until we let them know we ain't those. Until our baby showered in gold new. Blue looking like Pac in the tub. David LaChapelle levels and not giving a fuck. Prince left his masters where they safe and sound. We never gonna let the elevator take us down.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Yo, Black Eyed.
I'm all the way up.
What up,
Nori? I'm all the way up.
This wasn't me, this was God's doing. And this time I won't finger roll Pat Ewing. They ain't wanna see the squad in the rock. Now they chasing the Wraith like Mr. Softies on the block. Stars on the roof, got a feeling like Venus. Getting so much brain, now I'm a dog called a genius. Ever since Pump been gone, been independent. So I went and threw the punch jump, man, up independent. Ha! I flooded out all the crisis. Out of Paris, I learned what real ice is. I'm kicking flavor in your ear. I just had a gray on my face and it disappeared. I just dropped the biggest checks and it cleared. When everybody counted us out just this year. I'm Steph Curry in the clutch. Take a shot of this royal elite and go all the way up.
My crown, I really rap. I'm home, my throne, I spoil you that.
When the bitch was gone, they was really playing with it. I was sitting listening like they ain't even saying shit. Now the real is back, I see they all trying to change it. But it's really too late now, I'm going back.
Go.
One of these bitches, two of these bitches gotta die. Three of these bitches, four of these bitches gonna cry. Five of these bitches popping pills, they high. Six birds, none of them get fly. See, about your records and big numbers, cause I was up top seven winners and six summers. Cuffs all on that bus, lock me all the way down. Now I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Huh?
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
All the way up.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Jay-Z all the way up. It's 9:50. Coming to you live out of the A, your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman. Hey, shout-out to the HAC crew. Got that big release called Scream coming up on the 30th. We'll talk about that more, Humphrey Wednesday, coming up. Also, shouts out to Drake. 14 impressive nominations at this year's BET Hip Hop Awards 2016, going down at the Cobb Energy Center right here in Atlanta on Saturday. You will see it October the 4th on BET, 8 p.m. Hey, your money matters. Hey, before we get out of here, I want to talk to you about life insurance. Life insurance, life insurance. This is something that a lot of times we hear about. I don't think we know enough about. Some things about life insurance that people do not know that we have to take into consideration is when you're gone, things are still business as usual. Georgia Power, Virginia Power, TECO got to still be paid. The rent still has to be paid. The mortgage still has to be paid. Your loved ones, your children still have to eat. If you don't have retirement, if you don't have savings accounts that make sure things go on when you do not, guess what? The family's in trouble. We can't say that we love our families and we don't think about our families when we're gone. Okay, I mean, most people live for today, and that's great, but guess what? Tomorrow still goes on whether you live for today or not. Life insurance is extremely important, and the first thing we should think about is final cost, right? I mean, what happens? Have you ever thought about who's going to pay for the funeral when you die? Helping your family, making sure that there are funds in place for final expenses, including the funeral, cremation, medical bills, because that stuff is not necessarily covered in just basic insurance policies, right?
Right.
There's real estate, you know, taxes and things that have to be done. Your life insurance policy can help with this. So, again, paying final costs like funeral. Paying off debt, I mentioned it previously. Paying off debt is the number one reason why I think, you know, people being beneficiaries specifically can appreciate their loved ones, those who actually leave money after the fact that helps with those essential expenses, like paying off the mortgage, securing college education for children. That kind of stuff is extremely important. And I challenge you to use the resource lifehappens.org, lifehappens.org, that helps you to sift through the realities of what happens when you're gone. And, you know, I remember us walking through the process of Hot Chocolate losing her mother this year, which was a traumatic situation. There was travel involved. There was, you know, again, there was a house involved, you know, and thank God her mom was a professional working parent, right, who did her due diligence on behalf of the family. And so Hot Chocolate, you know, not to get too far into the weeds, but I can't imagine what that situation would have been like without life insurance.
Absolutely. The life insurance portion was by far the biggest help in the matter. One thing, however, just to be honest, that we didn't have was her final wishes in place, where there was a will, executors to the estate, you know, her final. Okay, now those aren't my birds. I can't say that.
That's my daddy bird.
But yeah, her didn't have her final wishes or anything like that in place. So I implore, you know, all of our listeners, the hardest thing really besides having to make decisions for you know, my mom's final arrangements were having to make them not really knowing what she wanted and having to, you know, just kind of decide on those things by myself. So, you know, for the sake of your grieving family, try to take the time. You know, it's really hard to think about your mortality in, you know, the state of the living, but it's going to happen to all of us. It's something that's inevitable, and you'd rather leave those decisions being made by yourself versus having your family trying to make them, and God forbid your family fighting over them or there being disagreements, you know, over things like that, that could have been taken care of ahead of time.
It's the right thing to do, folks. It's the right thing to do. I can think of both of my grandparents when it was time to lay them down. What reduced frustration within a family of nine kids, right? They had nine kids.
Wow.
And I was one of nine. And having insurance policies hands down made it easy. For people who feel like they don't have anything, they don't have anything to leave, you know, nothing will change, I'll never be able to work enough, insurance policies really do not cost a lot. And
sure
because
don't.
Of Obamacare and the laws recently, you can get an insurance policy today that you weren't able to get 5 years ago. And so do your research and go for it. But inheritance, the word is inheritance that's coming to me right now. A great way to leave a secured inheritance for a loved one and you don't have a lot of money in the bank is an insurance policy.
Yeah.
A death benefit can also serve as a supplement to other, you know, inheritance type funds. And I'm not a financial planner, but, you know, I can tell you that an insurance policy goes a long way and works in a couple of different ways. So we talked about paying final costs, paying off debt, and replacing income, it being somewhat of an inheritance, paying federal and state taxes. Listen, people lose homes when people die because they can't pay the taxes. An insurance
right.
policy could serve as a vehicle to pay taxes. And then guess what? If you're footloose and fancy-free and you're not burdened with bills like most of us in America, 85%, I say, is weighed down by bills in America and probably going to die broke, an insurance policy could serve just the opposite as well. It could serve as a way for you to contribute to your favorite, you know, charitable organization. A life insurance policy can be created, you know, on behalf of one of your favorite charities if you're feeling philanthropic,
sure.
right?
Sure.
And you want to be a blessing to someone. So, again, your money matters, specifically black money matters, folks.
Yes, it does.
What gets focused on gets done. What gets focused on gets done. Get
can
focused
I drop some knowledge?
On your money. Get focused on
I
your
drop,
money.
Add
to it, brother. In the 60 seconds that we got left.
Yeah, but I know. It's
back
it's
Wednesday, 9 p.m.
A lot of people live off of life insurance policies. If they have a big enough policy, you can borrow against it tax-free up to about $125,000 a year. And they have clauses to pay it back so that you're not being penalized. People live off
right.
of life insurance policies.
I pulled 8,000 out of mine, folks. I pulled 8,000 out of one of mine, folks. It's real.
Right.
I'll tell
you just can't
it,
have
do,
the,
do your research.
The term life.
People can
yeah,
live
you
off of it, man.
Life.
People can live off
yeah.
of it.
Definitely
hey,
do your
some,
research.
I got some quick breaking news. The NCAA has pulled the all championship events from North Carolina because of the HB2 law being put in place. And this was just put out at 9:40 p.m. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
North
right.
Carolina,
so
that's a lot of money on sporting events. Yeah, everybody needs a lot of money over sporting events.
That leaves room for marijuana becoming legal.
Hey.
It'll happen.
Back Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Yes.
Legalizing.
Thanks for rocking everybody.
If you can use it medicinally, let them use it.
If I legalize yes. the advertise,
hey,
right?
Not?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just
why
speaking
not?
Of me, the edible just kicked in. Ooh, I feel it
oh
in my body.
God.
Ooh, I feel it in my body.
Hey.
Make me some brownies.
Hey.
Hey, we all do my body.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. 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 CM Hy